All right, it is Wednesday. It has been the talk of the home of the Twins today, for sure. The Twins play here. But the hot takes are ours only. We've been listening to people all day as they've shared their opinion on really what's a bit of news that was shocking to me. I knew there was a chance the Minnesota Twins would not find a buyer, but I did not think 10 months after they started this process, they would stop looking and say, essentially, they took out a home equity loan on their team. And so they have two minority groups now who are investors. So they took out two home equity loans to extract some of the value out of the fact that the team is worth maybe $1.5 billion. The question is, fans, oh, there are so many. Why don't we start there as we do the D Rush Hour news headline?
The headlines you might have missed. Without missing a beat, this is your fast pass through the biggest and most impactful stories of the day. Welcome to the DeRush Hour headlines, starting with The Lead.
The Minnesota Twins have a new owner, and that new owner is pretty much the same old owner. The news from Twins chairman Joe Pohlad today, that his family will retain majority ownership of the team. They are describing the new setup as a new setup and a new ownership group. We don't really know what that means. Does that mean that the investor group, which is made up of Minnesotans, and the investor group that is made up of other people, are they accountants? Or are they baseball people? Fan reaction has been swift and predictable and to a certain degree understandable. The Minnesota Twins achieved incredible success, and incredible by the standard of getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs every stinking year against the damn Yankees. But they won a playoff series. And then the Twins promptly cut payroll. This year, on paper, they had a team that looked good. In reality, the team massively underperformed. And so they dumped payroll to the tune of 30-some million dollars at the deadline. Late-breaking developments today include the Twins manager, Rocco Baldelli, who said he was initially surprised. Byron Buxton, as he's getting ready for first pitch at 6:05, which will be here on CCO. Buxton started in 2015 at the majors. He's now the Twins' highest paid player. But he said, look, we just go out and play baseball. This is something we can't control. My questions going forward are, who are these investors? Are they committed to spending more? And you say you want to win. I believe you. And what? What's the vision going forward? Not just for the rest of the year, because I think we all know this year is going to be a chance to see if the offense gets clicking. Well, then you don't have to worry about the fact you don't really have a bullpen. But in close games, you expect it's probably not going to work out great. But who do we get excited about? I will be happy when we're talking more about the team than the drama. I think a lot of Twins fans feel the same way. Next up in the league, an epidemic of car vandalism in Minneapolis. 400 cars in a month all over the Twin Cities. It is astonishing today that you would have this sort of vandalism and no video, no images, no nothing. Southwest, Northeast Minneapolis, it's happening all over the place. And it does underscore this issue that when you talk about crime, often the police, the politicians, the media, we end up looking on violent crime. We look at murders and shootings and assaults and rapes. And if you are in Minneapolis today and you live here and the mayor announced that the property tax levy is going to go up by 7.8%, doesn't mean your taxes are going to go up by that amount exactly, but it does mean if you have a $333,000 home, which is sort of the median Minneapolis home price, you are going to pay $240 more in taxes next year. So you're looking at your taxes going up. You're hearing that crime is down in Minneapolis. And you're looking out your window. And once again, a bunch of cars on your block have had their windows smashed in. And at this point, we have heard nothing as far as suspects or hope of getting a resolution there. Not good. Next in the lead, really incredible news from the world of entertainment. One of America's most prestigious sort of award shows, right? You think of the big shows. And you think of the stars. Who are the biggest hosts, Dan, when you think of, like, probably Jimmy Kimmel? He hosts the
Oscars a bunch, yeah.
Who hosts the Emmys? Maybe you get your Tina Fey or your
Ricky Gervais had a run with the Golden Globes, right?
Nate Bargatze is
sure
going to host the Primetime Emmys this year.
Recently in St. Paul.
And maybe you also think about the Kennedy Center Honors, which today we learned will have a brand new host.
I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the president of the United States. Are you fools asking me to do that? Sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm president of the United States. I won't do it. They said, please. And then Susie Wells said to me, sir, I'd like you to host. I said, okay, Susie, I'll do it. That's the power she's got.
So that's but his I just, chief of staff.
So I have agreed to host. Do you believe
He's
what
agreed.
I have to do?
Whoa,
and
is
I
me?
Didn't want to do it, okay? They're going to say he insisted. I did not insist.
No, he didn't want to do
but
it.
But I think it will be quite successful, actually.
Well, I mean, since I was asked. I mean, this sounds like the same sort of load of crap that I would give if I were asked to like come back and fill in on the anchor desk over at, you know, Channel 5 or Channel 11. Or Channel
I didn't want to do it.
You know, I left that life behind, but, you know, I mean, I was asked. I was asked by my friend, told me to do it. And I'm like, well, I can't say no to Carrie, so I said, all right. Now, the ratings are going to be amazing. The Kennedy Center Honors will be hosted, in case you didn't recognize that voice, that was the president of the United States, who had another way of describing himself in the audio recording of a March meeting with the Kennedy Center's board. This recording was obtained by the New York Times, and I don't know, it's a little bit different than the version Mr. President told today.
Or zero to be the host. I don't want to do it. I have enough publicity. They'll say Trump wants to be the host. I don't want to, but I want this thing to be successful. And Maria, I think you would say, Laura, you would say, let's see, I'm going very quick. The king of ratings, right? Whether we like it or not, that king of ratings.
The king of ratings. It's the same thing Dan calls me, Brad, Chad, everybody's saying it. The king of ratings, like it or not. You could make it up. But why? Why would you?
And you know what's going to happen with this, right?
Oh, he will be the king of ratings.
It will spin itself up into a hugely watched event. It'll be all over social media. People will be playing clips left and right.
It's a pretty good lineup, don't you think? Honored.
Yeah. I don't think anybody that's in that lineup is, you could say, is undeserving.
George Strait, Kiss, Gloria Gaynor, Michael Crawford, which, isn't Michael Crawford a British singer? That's the, do you know Michael Crawford? Are you a Michael Crawford
I'm not as
dad?
Familiar with Michael Crawford, but I know like Led Zeppelin's been in there. They've had British artists in there before.
I thought we were making America great again, you know? I don't know that I need Michael Crawford.
Now you're anti-UK?
It's fine. Would you like to hear a little bit of Michael Crawford?
I thought you would.
Phantom of the Opera is pretty good. This is what happens. I really should plan this stuff out. You know what I mean?
What fun is that?
Sarah Brighton. He'll come in eventually, right?
I would hope.
I don't know. How about now? I could have done it for you. The Phantom of the Opera is here. Inside your mind. That is the lead. Page 2. Coming up next. After I recover, and we all recover from that. An interesting defense by one of our region's finest perverts. Snowy winter on the way, and a hero chasing a robber when we come back. D-Rush Hour News Headlines begins with a guy who says, I'm not a criminal creep pervert. I was just dating 16 and 17-year-olds.
Say what?
Yeah, that is the defense. By Anton Lazaro, Star Tribune reporting on this appeal to the Supreme Court. Lazaro, 34 years old. Remember, he was connected with the Republican Party at a downtown Minneapolis hotel. He was sentenced to 21 years in federal prison. He wants the Supreme Court to rule on two questions. One, is it really so bad to date a 16 and 17-year-old when you're in your 30s? It is the age of consent. And he says, does a person who ages in otherwise lawful consensual sex with a 16 or 17-year-old commit sex trafficking if you just give an unconditional gift? Does the gift of a Prada purse or an iPhone? What about lunch at a Chipotle? Anton Lazaro can rot in a federal prison for 21 years, as far as I'm concerned. Very unlikely. Supreme Court almost never takes up these sorts of cases. I heard my wife talking about this the other day. A very reliable forecast that Minnesota is going to have a very snowy winter.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yeah, maybe not so reliable. Farmer's Almanac, they have their annual winter forecast, calls for very cold and snowy conditions in Minnesota and the upper mid. Sounds like they're just forecasting winter. But the truth is our average snowfall is around 50 inches. Last year, we had 29 inches. They were predicting average snowfall. Year before, same bit, they predicted average snowfall. And we had 29.5 inches of snowfall. Let's do the temp of the twins quickly.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
We're interrupting page 2 for the temp of the twins, brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. And the temp, well, the temp around the Tims is bubbling hot.
Right. The temp in New York is damp.
It's raining.
It's raining.
So we're going to have a little delay probably in first pitch.
Sounds like it.
Two losses to the Yankees, coupled with the news of the team not being sold. I'm going to have a drink tonight. I'll tell you that much. But I will be using, I used that Chef IQ sense last night on my pork chops. A little pro tip, when you pull that probe out of the piece of meat, use a hot pad.
You shouldn't grab hot metal with your bare hands?
It seems no.
It's, wow, who knew?
I, you know, it just felt like the right thing to do, and then I didn't. All right, one more story from the Pioneer Press, because this one is pretty cool. A St. Paul guy sees a robber and then goes running after him. Abogados Cafe, which is just an awesome little coffee shop owned by a couple of lawyers. Abogados is the Spanish word for lawyers. They got robbed. This guy comes to the counter, is like, give me all your money. And so he got $140. The owner of the cafe, Ophelia Ponce, runs after him. And a guy who lives nearby, Benny Webb, gets in his car, chases him down, and made sure he sat down on the ground until the cops showed up. The robber was charged, caught. It's pretty cool. This dude told the guy, get down on the ground, raise your hands, and wait for the... He had a taser with him. Our hero, I don't know what the bad guy had. He said he was armed, but good stuff. Neighbors helping neighbors. Little positivity as we bring you to Twins pregame.